trainers, tracks, tips. This is the Early Mail.
Gates fly back, they're off and racing.
So the Early Mail coming up today. We're racing at Geelong. Before we get to that, Danny Muradak says, happy birthday to the former Socceroo. For the birthday bulletin, can we have a highlight package of his worth birthday age guesses from over the journey? That's funny stuff. Thank you, Danny, for that Early Mail today. Thanks to our good friends at Caulfield's Victorian Owners and Breeders Race Day. Caulfield Race Course this Saturday, peoples. Owners and breeders, check your complimentary race day entitlements now at racingvictoria.com/owners. We're racing at Geelong today. Jimmy Dalton have the track in magnificent condition down there. Al, what condition is it?
Looks like they've had a little drop, soft five, rail out three.
Little drop, soft five, rail three. It's five, three. A little note I make down here. All right. Now, this is going to be good. We need a winner. We need a winner, Al, and we know that one man can produce winners willy-nilly when required. That is Arch Alexander, who joins us on the Early Mail this morning. Good morning, Arch.
Morning, team. How are you?
We are well. How's your world?
Everything's good. A fresh morning up in Ballarat today. The first of the winter mornings. We know Warrnambool's around the corner. It's getting fresh, but everything's good.
Have you got a big team heading to Warrnambool, just by the way?
Three or four, maybe. We're trying to find the right ones. We don't like you don't like seeing Simon Wilde and Matty Williams there. they seem to hide the good ones and then pull them out that week. So we try and avoid them as much as we can. But we might have to lurk down there with three or four, and we've beaten them before, but it's pretty rare.
Right, well, I reckon you can, man. I reckon you can. Get out there and have a crack at it. But that's down the track. That's next week. Let's worry about today. It's in front of us. We've got race 7, number 11, Snippety Legend. He's in action today. Second up this campaign was fourth at Sandown, a couple of lengths off Pantalone. What was that, about 4 weeks ago? What do you think about the Legend's chances today?
Yeah, good run first up. Hadn't run for a while and probably got a little bit too far back just being a first up run. And hopefully today we can be in a slightly better spot. It looks a nice race for him. You always think dropping from Sandown to Geelong, it should be just an open goal. But then you see there's another horse of Freeman's in there that's a Sandown winner dropping back to Geelong as well. So it's not the easiest race, but he's in great form and I think he can win or go very close.
So I was watching looking at his form through the morning, and last campaign is sort of on speed a bit, up on pace, and then at Sandown, first time out, this campaign was sort of back in the field, back third of the field. Where will we see him race today?
Yeah, that wasn't really by design. Like, we thought he would just step a bit cleaner and be up there, but there was a strong speed and he just got sort of further back than we would like. But yeah, hopefully if he can just be in the first four or five, wouldn't like to give away too much ground. But like you said, last year he was all sort of up there on speed. Just with a touch of cover would be nice.
Righto. So that's today's action, race 7, number 11, Snippety Legend for you. We've got, I'm going to hold you for tomorrow as well. You've got one of Flemington for us in the Anzac Day race meeting, race 4, number 7, Bold Manor, who's got a wide gate tomorrow over the 1,400 metres benchmark 70 affair. Was at Sandown again a couple of weeks ago, having a bit of a run around. Is this the one he's sort of been set for, or she's been set for?
Yeah, slightly. I've always been keen to get onto a big track, 1,400. I would have loved a sort of softer gate because she's a horse, she always likes to sort of rev herself up and get there on speed and be sort of first, second, third. So from there, you wouldn't really like to be doing that. So you might need to have a think of where we end up. She's a 1,200 metre winner. She's a 1,300 metre winner. She might just need to be ridden a little bit colder. Big track, she'll get her chance, but she's absolutely flying at home and we're looking forward to it.
Righto. So she is in that market for tomorrow's race. She's at $15. So Snippety Legend, $6 today. I've got a dollar to spend, Arch, as you well know. What would you do?
I might go for the bigger odds and go Bold Manor tomorrow.
Oh, here we go. We will take it. $15 in the early markets for tomorrow for the Flemington Carnival. Or Flemington Card. Sorry, not Carnival. Card tomorrow at Anzac Day Racing. We wish you the best, mate, today, tomorrow, and, of course, next week down at the Bull.
Cheers. Take care.
Good stuff. Bye-bye. Archie Alexander with us.